Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Hotel 888-702-5494 and on Twitter at Bill S. King. Let me text him. Crazy Charlie is trying to reach Chris and he's getting a funny answer. Not from Landry. And we'll try and figure out what's going on. CC is trying to call you. There you go. There you go. I just texted, Chris Landry. We'll fetch him here in a second. We will be at the Omni tomorrow, just outside of Bongo Java. So if you're in the area, I know Soul Street Coffee is coming by. And I believe Jeff too said he's coming by too. Looking forward to that. SoulStreetCoffee.com is that site, and that is the sponsor for the Kevin Hagan segment, Talking Alabama. SoulStreetCoffee.com. Chris says he's there, Charlie. He's got some bad weather. He's going to reboot. Maybe that'll clean everything up. So we'll get that done, and we'll get the brilliance of Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. On with us here momentarily. Eric up in Indianapolis says, Bill, could you ask Chris about Nebraska and Texas? Seems to be a lot of hype for both of them. Not sure it's deserving. It's a good question. Texas is coming off a really good year. You could argue coming off their best year since Colt McCoy 09. Is there another year that would compare? Am I skipping over something? Mac didn't get a whole lot done after 09. And the championship game against Alabama. Didn't get much done at all. Neither did Charlie Strong, for that matter. So last year, winning double-digit games was a big year for Tom Herman. Year number two for Tom Herman. But can they maintain that? There's doubt about that. Now, Nebraska struggled, but they were getting better. You could tell they were getting better. There's a lot of energy behind Nebraska. Now, how far can you take that? I don't know. But a lot of people are saying they think that they are already a threat in the Big Ten West. Already. I don't know if that's the case or not, but let's not forget. Northwestern ended up winning that division a year ago. Somewhat by default. They were good. I don't want to diss my boy Fitz. But the only way Northwestern wins a division is they've got to be up. Okay, give them their credit. Give them their attaboys. But the other part is the rest of the division's got to come down some. If Wisconsin is right, if Iowa is right, just to reel off a couple, and Nebraska's starting to come again. If they're right, it's very unlikely Northwestern's the last team standing in the Big Ten West. It's typically not going to work out that way, right? But there is some hype behind those. There's Michigan hype this year. Black and the Buckeye detractors don't believe it. I'm a little skeptical, too, just because of the letdown factor. Michigan's done a whole lot of letting down the last few years, right? Who's getting the hype? Who in the SEC right now is getting the hype that they're coming back? They've been down and they're coming back. I don't think Tennessee's getting a lot of hype. Some people are saying 8-4, maybe. Yeah, some people are saying that, but they're not getting a lot of hype like they're some sort of threat to win the division. Nobody's saying that. Even the most Pollyanna of Vol fans, nobody's suggesting that. Because it's not doable yet. Georgia's got such a head start, personnel-wise, on them, that it's not considered doable. Time to see if there's any others. Anybody else from the SEC? Who else? Alabama's so dumb. I'll give you this one. They had a good year. Jimbo had a really good year, number one. I'm saying it's probably A&M. Probably A&M. I'm getting a call here from Landry. The only problem is I can't take the call. Call Crazy Charlie. Or text me your number and we'll connect this up. Down in Baton Rouge where Chris is, apparently he can't get his box connected up because of the weather, so I think he's going to try and call us, I believe. Chris, do you need the number? Let me continue here. Let me give him this. You got him? Okay. Well, now, what happened, though? He just called me, and I can't. Obviously, I can't get off. I guess I could take a call in the air, but that probably would be pretty awkward to do that. Anyways, we'll connect up here in a second. I want to ask him not only Eric's question there, but we were talking about, and this is a long-standing, I wouldn't say argument, but theory. And that's the old football speed versus track speed. And they aren't different. Sometimes they overlap and they're the same, but they are different functions. And just because you have one doesn't necessarily mean you have the other. Just because you're a track speed guy doesn't mean you're also a football guy. I'll give you one who could do both. That was Willie Gould. Remember him at Tennessee? He got to Tennessee as a freshman in 1980 out of Griffin, Georgia. Somehow got out of Georgia without Vince Dooley getting him. And immediately got to Tennessee and immediately was a star. Remember, played many years for the Bears and was on that famous Bear 1985 Super Bowl championship team with Jim McMahon and that whole group. Fridge Perry, all those players. Jeff Fisher was on that team. Former Titans coach. Lives here. Lives in Kingston Springs, Tennessee. That Jeff Fisher, yeah, same guy. But we were talking about running backs in general and Emmitt Smith. Because if you watch Emmitt looks like he's scooting. And Emmitt's not a track speed guy, but he ran for about 1 billion yards in the NFL. At least. Charlie, I just got a text from Chris, and he said the number. Okay. Well, for whatever reason, we're not able to. I don't know. I guess he's sending these to me, too. I don't know. So, anyways, we'll figure this one out with Chris Landry. LandryFootball.com. We'll troubleshoot this the best we can. But he sent me a message the other day about the three-cone drill with Emmitt, and we'll get into that. Gator Dave checking in on Twitter says, Bill, the most recent football and track speed guy at Florida of note was Jeff Demps. Pretty good overall. Wasn't Chris Rainey kind of in that same category? Now, small back, but was pretty physical for a smaller guy, but also had speed. Now, he wasn't Jeff Dimps. Jeff Dimps was elite track speed. Jeff Dimps was not a great football player. Now, if you get him a hole and he's just able to outrun people, he was pretty good. Did Jeff Dimps go on to do anything after college ball? Anything in the NFL? I don't recall. Maybe he did. Maybe he was on a team and I just wasn't paying attention. I liked watching him. I remember that was a big push that Urban Meyer had concerning speed, elite track speed. And Dimps was going to take it to another level. Now, there is no Percy Harvin. Who was the player down there that came in after Percy Harvin and they all said was the next Percy Harvin? And he wasn't. He wasn't even very good. Very highly thought of. I believe they signed all those players from that same school. Who was that? And LSU signed one, too, that was supposed to be the next Percy Harvin. He wasn't very good at all. Remember that everybody was trying to get the next Percy Harvin. We're going to find the next Percy Harvin. We're going to run him down. There ain't another Percy Harvin. You're dreaming. Don't compare anybody else to Percy Harvin. That's not happening. Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. That is the number. Call it up if you have a need, whether it's quarterly sprays, whether it's spiders, meaning brown recluse, or anything else for that matter. But the bad boy in there is the brown recluse. If it's fungus under the house, water under the house, if it's a yard application, if it's termites, there's a long list. Whatever your need might be, Southeastern Termite and Pest, 615-293-0722. You are going to really like the pricing, and you're going to like the customer relations, too. You're going to like both, and that's what it's all about. Here's what we'll do. We'll take the break here one time. We'll come right back. We'll see what we can get done with Chris. Right now we're having some problems, though, connecting him up. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing that crash with injuries on I-40 West between Briley and Spence Lane in Hermitage, and a wreck from early this morning on Lebanon Pike west of Old Hickory Boulevard in front of U.S. Bank. Just now, a collision is blocking part of West End Avenue at 24th Avenue North in Midtown. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
The award-winning Bob's Steak and Chop House, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, is a nationally renowned steakhouse specializing in the finest corn-fed Midwestern prime beef. The menu formula is simple. Incredible meat, gigantic shrimp, fabulous salads, and decadent desserts. Classic steakhouse food prepared and presented in a manner that Bon Appetit calls the kind of fare you'll want to go back for again and again. And voted one of the top 50 restaurants in the country by Travel and Leisure magazine. The most romantic steak House in Nashville, and won the Wine Spectator Award for the second consecutive year, and one of only 11 steakhouses in America that serves A5 Wagyu steak. For reservations, call 615-761-3707. That's 615-761-3707. Bob's Steak and Chop House, where complimentary valet parking is always available.
In the heart of downtown Nashville, the Southern Steak and Oyster is a unique and animated eatery that offers an authentically Southern adventure with a twist. Whether it be breakfast, lunch, dinner, weekend brunch, the Southern Steak and Oyster has a variety of dining experiences. Visit thesouthernnashville.com to peruse menus, make reservations, purchase unique products, or book business and private parties. Located at 153rd Avenue South, the Southern Steak and Oyster offers free valet or validated self-parking. Give the Southern Steak and Oyster a call at 615-724-1762 or visit thesouthernnashville.com.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting?
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council. Council.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
In my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Omni Nashville Hotel. We're going to be there tomorrow. Hang it out. Now, if you're looking for the typical location, which is Kitchen Notes, no. Go to the left because we'll be over by Bongo Java and in the area of Bob's Steakhouse. You know what Bob's Steakhouse is? That's five stars, baby. That's a five-star Johnny five-star recruit. Bob's Steakhouse. That's where we will be. So come on by. I know Soul Street Coffee's going to come by. I know Jeff 2's going to come by and hang out a little bit. If you're in the area, you are free to hop on in. Love to see you. We've got Brad with us, hour number three. The technicalities with Chris look to be probably on our end, so they're working on it. We'll figure it out. Chris Landry, LandryFootball.com. Hopefully before the morning's over, maybe we can hook up with him. But we'll see. We'll see if we get that worked out in the meantime. So, Gator Dave, that just goes to show you. When I tell you I don't watch the NFL, and when players move on, I don't follow them much in the NFL, it's true. Jeff Dimps played for the Patriots all the way through the Colts, Tampa Bay in there too. So 4 years in the NFL. I had no idea. That's not bad. That's four more years than most anybody else gets, right? Yeah, I don't remember any of that. The next Percy Harvin was supposed to be, says Gator Dave, Andre Dubose. Yep. Boy. LSU had one that they signed almost at the very same time, and he was supposed to be a Percy Harvin type, and he wasn't very good either. He was a big-time bust compared to what his ranking was. I remember those guys came out together. Florida got one, LSU got one, and neither one of them were very good compared to the hype. Andre Dubose, wow. You Gators, can you go back? The biggest bust at that position for Tennessee is easily Brian Darden. How many of you Vol fans can go back to that? Brian Darden came out of Vicksburg, Mississippi. We've talked about this here. And he was a running back that everybody on the planet Earth had to have. Everybody, Brian Darden. And Tennessee got him. He was a non-qualifier initially. This is back in the Prop 48 days and all that. But he got to Tennessee, and he wasn't anything. I mean, they ended up actually eventually moving him to DB. He couldn't play running back worth a lick. And I'm telling you, I watched the film. This guy was dynamic. The other angle here, there's not another position in football that you can read as easily as running back. Running back is more likely to be what you think it's going to be than any other position on the field. Running back, usually when you put your eyeballs on a running back and you watch them do their thing, you're not being lied to. Your eyeballs are accurately defining what this player is, and it's easy to translate what they're going to be. There's not a more easily evaluated skill set than what a running back does. Now, there are all kinds of exceptions But usually what you see is what you're going to get. You don't have to spend a lot of time racking your brain trying to figure it out. It's not that hard. Talking about running back. Brian Darden, easily for Tennessee. I bet you Gator Dave can't take it back that far. Tennessee fans will remember that one, though. Easily the biggest bust, I would say. I don't remember a bigger one than that for the Vols. Not at all. Vicksburg, Mississippi. I think Jeff, too, Bean counted this many, many months ago. Might have been years ago. I think he's working in Texas. I think he owns a business or something, lives in Texas. I think that's Brian Darden, if you really want to go back. Yeah, who was the player that LSU signed about the same time Andre DuBose signed with Florida? He was supposed to be that kind of dynamic player, and he wasn't very good. Not at all. Eric in Indy says, Bill, I had a dream last night. I was hanging out at the Omni with you, Crazy Charlie, and Music City Todd. Must have been a fun time because I never remember my dreams. Well, that's an accurate depiction of what could happen. Anybody that comes by the Omni when we're there can hang out with us. That's realistic. That's not really, I know, it's not a dreamy dream. It's just a dream. But yeah, we'll be there. Or commitments, either one. If you come by commitments, and in case you're wondering, I did the smart thing after all these months. I pinned the commitments link to the Omni on my Twitter. So just go to the very top. If you go to Bill is King and go to the very top where it's pinned, there's the information right there for you. Right at the top. If you want the special rate, which I know you do, if you're going to be staying here at the Omni, and you're going to be coming to hang out. Matter of fact, Coach Marshall hit me up the other day. Hey, Bill, what's the date of commitments? It is December the 18th. That is the date of commitments, the 18th. So come on in before that. If you're coming in from out of town, get here at least by the 17th. We'll have the big cocktail party the night before up in the Bill King suite. And then the next morning, we'll do the show. We'll feed you breakfast and have a good time. Year one exceeded expectations. Year two, I'm anticipating bigger and better. I know that's what we're all looking for. SEC Media Day starts on Monday. I haven't looked. What's the next one? I'm guessing it's the ACC. ACC Media Days. Usually theirs is pretty early, too. Let me pull that up, see if there is a date attached to this. Usually the later ones are the Big Ten and the Pac-12. Usually. Let me see. SEC Media Days. Yeah, I see that one. I see that one. There's the list. Here it is. ACC Media Days schedule. And it's pulling up. Apparently, Clemson is not taking Pretty Boy to ACC Media Days. Wednesday, so it's coming up. What would it? Yeah, next week. So there's overlap with the SEC and the ACC. And it's going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina. I wanted to find the city. Here we go. And everybody's format is different. For example, the SEC is a four-day event, and it's four teams some days, three teams some days. One of those days, it's only two teams. And it's three player representatives from every team. And each team has their day, if you know what I mean by that. Wednesday, the 17th, they list the coaches. And the very first coach up is Willie Taggart. Then you've got Steve Adazio, BC, Dave Doran, Dino Babers, there's Dino. The Clawfence is in there. Scott Satterfield, he's new at Louisville. And there is Dabo Swinney, Clemson. So they are on day one. It's a two-day event, Wednesday and Thursday. And Thursday, it's cut. So you folks waiting for God's gift to coaching are going to have to wait to Thursday, a week from today. Manny Diaz is in there on Thursday. Pat Narduzzi, Justin Fuente, Mack Brown. There's another one. Remember a few minutes ago we were thinking about teams getting hyped? North Carolina is getting hyped, and I guess it's mainly because Mack is back. I'm not sure I follow along with that, but they're getting some hype here. Jeff Collins, new to Georgia Tech, and there is Bronco Mendenhall, Virginia. So a two-day event. Now, let me pull a couple of other things up here. Players. Two players from every team. So, again, all these different leagues, their formats are different. There's no cookie cutter involved here. Boston College has A.J. Dillon. He's a stud running back now. Wow. Among others. Clemson is bringing Tanner Muse and John Simpson. So, a safety and a offensive lineman. Florida State is bringing Tamorian Terry, receiver, and Marvin Hollywood Wilson, D lineman. Let me see what else we've got. Miami's bringing Shaquille Quarterman, linebacker, and KJ Osborne, wide receiver. Syracuse, for our Cuse fans, bringing Tommy DeVito, quarterback, and Kendall Coleman, who's a down defensive lineman, defensive end. And how about a Hokies? Dalton Keene at tight end and Reggie Floyd at safety. So, again, all these are different. All these different conferences go about things differently. I tell you what, I like the Big Ten. When I used to do the Big Ten, I got all the coaches in about a five-hour period. They'd bring them to us. And literally, I would get one head coach after another throughout the morning, and I was done. Now, I was done with that portion. Then they'd start bringing in players. I'd get every coach in the league in one day, actually less than a day, through the entire league. That's the way to do it, but not everybody does it the same. Okay, bottom of the hour break here. We're coming right back. Presented by the place where we will be on tomorrow's show. That's right, the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing that crash with injuries on I-40 West between Briley and Spence Lane in Hermitage, and a wreck from early this morning on Lebanon Pike west of Old Hickory Boulevard in front of U.S. Bank. Just now, a collision is blocking part of West End Avenue at 24th Avenue North in Midtown. Hungry for authentic Nashville hot chicken? Download the Prince's Hot Chicken app and get $2 off your next order. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Take a step toward updating your home with exclusive LifeProof vinyl plank flooring from The Home Depot, starting at just $2.99 a square foot. It locks together for easy installation. It's waterproof, scratch resistant, and comes in a variety of trendy styles. With over 40 colors to choose from, that's a step in the right direction. Today is the day for doing with LifeProof vinyl plank flooring starting at just $2.99 a square foot. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only. See store for details.
Family is big around here. We're family-owned, family-operated, family-managed. And that means legacy. That means dependability. That means using Grainger. With over 1.5 million products and knowledgeable product experts, Grainger has whatever we need. And with same-day pickup and next-day delivery options, they have it whenever we need it. For over 90 years, businesses like ours have trusted Grainger. Because, like family, Grainger's got our back. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When it's time for new flooring and hardwood, the choices can be mind-numbing. Who do I call? Who can I trust? Locally, Braza Flooring is a leading expert in floor installation and services and makes the process easy. Braza Flooring offers a wide selection of flooring options and hardwood supplies and will work with you to help you decide which selection works best for you. Once you make a decision, they'll handle the rest. Nobody does hardwood floor installation better than Braza Flooring, and they do it fast without sacrificing quality. Braza Flooring provides the best service at an affordable price. Their passion for flooring and extensive experience means no job is too big, too small, or too difficult. Call 678-826-7798. That's 678-826-7798. Or go online at BrazaFlooring.com and follow them on Instagram. Braza Flooring, where they strive to please and guarantee complete satisfaction.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast. A chance of showers for this morning. Partly sunny with your high at 92. Cloudy overnight with your low at 72. A chance of showers on Friday, then partly sunny, your high at 89. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Lori.
Sports Radio WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Just got an email, Doug. Says Bill, Russell Shepherd is who you're looking for. He's the LSU player. Yeah, Florida got Andre DuBose. He's the next Percy Harvin. LSU got Russell Shepherd. He's the next Percy Harvin. And sometimes that happens. It could happen to any team. Sometimes you get them and they're not what you thought they were going to be. Those were both considered big time difference maker offensive talents. Jack of all trades. You can throw it to them. You can pitch it to them. You can return kicks with them. You can do it all. Sometimes it hits and sometimes it doesn't. Yeah, David, as in Gator Dave, says Bill Russell Shepherd for LSU. No Kev says catching bits and pieces. You're talking about track athletes don't make good football players. He says, Marvin Bracht, Olympic sprinter, never turned out to do much. Now, Skeets Nehemiah did. Remember, he didn't even play until the NFL. He was a big-time Olympic guy. And he ended up, with the 49ers and a few. Now, he wasn't a great pro, but he was playing the NFL ball. For sure. Larry says, Bill, this is interesting. Mentioning Pretty Boy not going to the ACC media days. No, they're taking two others. He says, Bill, Michigan is not sending Shea Patterson. Wow. Now, let's go back to Pretty Boy. He's not a big media guy. He's a nice guy. I mean, when he has to do media, he does it. But he's not. Trevor Lawrence has never been about publicity. He's never had a problem with publicity. He's getting it. People have known about Trevor Lawrence since he was a star quarterback as a high school freshman. They've known about him before then. Trevor Lawrence has been on the radar as the next great pro-style quarterback for many years now. So I'm sure publicity has never been a problem for him, but he's not one that's seeking this out. Because, number one, he's a smart guy. He knows what his talent is. And he knows he doesn't need anybody's publicity. He's got everything out in front of him without anybody else's help. So maybe he didn't want to go. I don't know. I don't know the backstory there. It's not that important. Gary Joe Collins says, Bill, is Georgia Tech going to run that crazy triple option since Paul Johnson is gone? No, no, no. Jeff Collins is a pro-style quarterback guy, a pro-style offense guy. So, no, they're going to get away from that. I tell you what, that's hard to do. Think about this. How many teams can you remember? And the service academies always stick with what they do. But I'm talking about, let's not mention the service academies in what I'm about to bring up, because they do what they do. But you tell me how uncommon it is to have an offense that is triple option oriented and you're going to make the transition to pro style, I formation, things of that nature. It's very unusual. You know, the last team I saw do it and try it, and it took forever, was Vandy. Vandy ran a formation called the I-bone. It was invented by Jerry DiNardo. It was triple option principles, but it had I-formation. It was kind of an overlap. Jerry named it that way out at Colorado, the I-bone. He invented it. Brought it to Vandy. When he bailed for LSU, the new coach, Rod Dauhauer, who was coming from the NFL, took basically the same personnel and tried to make it a pro offense. It was a catastrophe. I'm not making this up. It was a catastrophe. Who was the quarterback? Was it Damian Allen? Awful. Dauhauer literally came in and tried to take a square peg and force it in a round hole. And it did not work. How many other situations? Back to Gary Joe Collins here. Georgia Tech leaving Paul Johnson and the triple option for a pro-style offense. You tell me when else you've seen somebody. That has to be the most extreme change that anybody could make. Think about the quarterbacks you have to specifically recruit to do what Paul Johnson did. It's never a guy who could throw it off a pier and land it in the ocean, right? It's always the athlete, and it's an effective offense. I like watching it. But it's a huge change. The other thing is, when you run the triple option, it can hurt your defensive recruiting too, because they don't want to go against that crap every day in practice. Or, and not that you go against it every day, but they don't want to go against that. That's not even what it's going to be like if you get to the league. They hate it. They do. It's 614 Rob says, hey, Bill, Miami going to the ACC Media Days up in Charlotte. They need to bring Tate Martell's girlfriend. That's a good idea. It's a really good idea because they're not bringing Tate. We don't even know if Tate is the quarterback for them. Here's one thing I want you guys to look out for. Remind me. I assume Miami, well, I'm guessing here, they're going to name their starting quarterback when the first play of the first game. The Florida game, right? They're not going to give Florida, not that Florida really is worried about Nikosi Perry or Tate Martell. I'm assuming they're not. But if you're Miami, why broadcast it? So the first guy that trots out will be who they've picked, we assume. If it's not Tate Martell, let's see how long that hot girlfriend sticks around. Yeah, let's see how long that lasts. Jeff, too, here on Twitter this morning, says, Bill, speaking of God's gift to coaching, on Saturday, September 14th, if you feel a divine presence in the air in the 615, it's because Cut is in the neighborhood. Cut plays in the borough versus MTSU. Cut on Saturday, September 14th, comes to the borough to baptize everybody. If you want to be cleansed of all your sins, go to the borough September 14th. Cut will be there. Cut will take care of you. Because God's gift to football can get things done. Yeah, Marvin Bracy. According to Marvin Bracy. Josh says, Bill, Phil Tinfoil is saying that TTUN is going to go undefeated and win the game in November. He goes on to say, this is the perfect time to remind people, please stay off the drugs. Michigan is getting a lot of love. Karen in the Woodland says, Bill, the coaches are probably just rewarding juniors and seniors for media days, as they should. Well, Shea Patterson's 30 years old. No, he's 35. Check that. Yeah, Shea's not some freshman, sophomore, underclass dude. Shea may be the only 40-year-old in college football right now. At least 40. Football guru says, what are your thoughts on this running back list? It's a tweet that lists the top running backs in the SEC top five. DeAndre Swift, Keyshawn Vaughn, Larry Roundtree, LaMichael Pirine, and Scotty Phillips. You know what I'm going to do? I am going to give Peabody a big hug here. I'm going Keyshawn Vaughn 1, DeAndre Swift 2. And I am absolutely doing that because he's a local guy. And he's damn good. But I am giving, the locals are getting a discount here. I'm telling you, folks, I know Vanderbilt gets no respect from anybody anywhere. Any of you listening right now who don't, you've got your own team. It's not Vandy, right? Other than Coach Marshall, Clay, Joe and O'Hickory, who else? Murray Harris, that group. Everybody else has got a different team. And I know you do not respect Vandy and you don't think they play football. If you take a look at their running back last year who transferred, he's from here, went to Illinois, came back, Keyshawn Vaughn. I don't think a running back in America played better than he did down the stretch last year. So, yeah, you're getting a local discount on that one. DeAndre Swift is so freaking good, man. Flannel Fred says, Bill, when you say cut, are you talking about Jay Cutler? He says, I don't know if I want that douchebag to baptize me, to be honest. No, David Cutcliffe is cut. He's God's gift to football. That cut. So it's safe. If you want to go up there and be in the borough September 14th, Cut will, he'll make you right. Yeah, Cut and I have had our issues. You can probably tell. Oh, God. Frank says, Bill, speaking of track speed in football, what about Herschel? Yeah, that's a good one. That might be the best one. Herschel was a track speed freak football player. Herschel's pretty active on Twitter. Here's the other thing. Herschel is politically active on Twitter. Yes. I'm sure some of you have noticed. Herschel is Let me say, how would I put this? Herschel, when he gets political on Twitter, is not what you think he might be. I'll just put it that way. I'm just saying. We need one more here. Just getting late into hour number two. We may be able to hook up with Chris. We don't know. We're working on some things. We'll figure it out. If not, that's okay. We'll tell you what. Last week we had to put him on Friday. If we have to do that, we'll do it. We'll find a spot somewhere. Brad will be with us tomorrow as well. BradPowerSports.com. We're coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Still clearing two major crashes, one with injuries on I-40 westbound between Briley and Spence Lane in Hermitage, and another from early this morning on Lebanon Pike west of Old Hickory Boulevard. Lebanon Pike is blocked from McGavick to Tyler. A wreck on 24th and West End near Carmichael Towers. Smashville Moving Company will clean out your basement, attic, or garage. Smashville Moving Company. I'm AJ Rose with your on-time traffic.
Napa Know-How.
At Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, get a $25 prepaid Visa card when you get any Napa Automotive battery. It's the best deal for some of the best batteries from some of the best car people around. But we might be a little partial. Anywho, pick up any Napa Automotive battery and save $25. Do it yourself or have it done for you. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers while supplies last. Offer ends 8/31/19.
I can't believe it.
That Gerald is presenting the quarterly budget report with finger puppets.
Look, here comes a 1.7% decrease in fixed overhead. Hello, everybody.
No, I can't believe how easy it was to save hundreds of dollars on my car insurance with GEICO.
Who are you? The projected increase in organic Q3 revenue. Hooray!
Believe it. GEICO could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Part of you won't be satisfied till you eat food that's hot and meaty. You want Penn Station East Coast subs, grilled steak and onions, baked bready goodness, and fresh cut fries. Answer your craving. Penn Station. Hot, meaty goodness.
Visit Penn Station East Coast Subs in Hermitage and the two locations in Murfreesboro on Memorial Boulevard or Medical Center Parkway. For July, try any wrap, hot or cold, with chips and drink at the special price of only $6.99. Penn Station, hot, meaty goodness.
Inner Zen Outer Beauty, located on the fourth floor of Omni Nashville Hotel, Makara Salon and Spa offers a full-service spa experience. Relax in the luxury of the signature Makara Spa as you're pampered with an ultimate spa experience. Treat yourself to everything from a soothing facial to full salon services in the heart of downtown Nashville. To make an appointment, call 615-761-3600 or visit the Makara Spa on the Omni Nashville website. As always, valet is complimentary and any service booked Monday through Thursday grants you full access to our rooftop pool and bar.
It's a Bill King Show.
Jim Corbin is one of the best coaches that I get to watch. Any sport, any day. He has taken a Vanderbilt baseball program and has made them the preeminent program in the United States of America. He's been to three natties in 6 years. He's won two of them. That's all-time kind of stuff. That's legendary stuff.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
College sports. Bill King knows a few things.
Back at the Omni tomorrow. Ow. Right by Bongo Java. Next to Bob's Steakhouse. Couple things here on Twitter, at Bill is King. Hawkeye Jason says, Bill, the last four seasons we've been hearing that Michigan is back. Yes, they're almost all the way back to Lloyd Carr levels, Bill. Lloyd was 1-6 versus the sweater vest. Yeah, I tell you, if you're a Michigan fan, I know Michigan fans are like, they like hearing this. Whether it's Phil Tinfoil or whoever else, picking them, this is going to be the year. Brad thinks this is going to be a really good year for them, too. Brad Powers. But the flip side of that is if they fail again, and failing means you don't win the Buckeye game and you don't win your division or the league. If you fail again, and there's a high level set by people critiquing Michigan, it's going to make it look almost undoable after the hype they're getting heading into this season. Now, I never say if you can't beat them this year, you're never going to beat them, because it doesn't work that way. I'll give you a good example of that. In the mid-90s, it was Florida and Tennessee in the SEC. And it was for prominence. It was for everything. Division, the overall league, a chance to win a natty. Mid to late 90s. I remember Danny Sheridan. Somehow CBS would have him on. Why? I've got no idea. And Danny Sheridan says, if Tennessee doesn't beat him this year, they'll never beat him. And this is the time where it was 95-96, and Florida beat them pretty good both times. Remember the beginning of that game in the rain up at Tennessee? Fourth and long, they throw a touchdown over the top. And it's 35-0 at halftime. Now, Tennessee scored a bunch in the second half, but the game was over. Then the next year, it rained again down there. Tennessee had a big lead at halftime, got blown out after that. What was that score? 62-37. So people like Danny Sheridan were saying, if you can't beat him now, you're never going to beat him. You got Peyton Manning. You'll never beat him. If Peyton Manning goes 0-4 his career against Florida, you'll never beat him. And Florida won most of those games. That's a fact. But the next year, 98, Tennessee beat him. Won a natty. So back to Michigan. I'm never going to say if they don't do it this year, they'll never do it, but it will have that feel to it. I know better than to say that because it doesn't work that way, but it will have a feel that what do we got to do? Everybody had us winning it this time, and we still blew it. Harbaugh. Jeff says, Bill, regarding the track versus football speed thing, Jerry Rice didn't really have track speed, but he did just fine. That's true. He said, you mentioned Willie Gault. He said, I'll never forget seeing him at Vanderbilt run back a kickoff for a touchdown. Looked like he was on a motorcycle. I remember it was Pitt at Tennessee circa 1980. And back then, Dan Marino, and back then, Pitt's football program, starting with Johnny Majors in 76, was at the very top of college football. They were right there with anybody else. The best teams in America, loaded with talent. That stretch right there, Pitt between 76 and the early 80s, a good comparison would be they were about like Ohio State or Oklahoma is right now. Maybe not as good as Clemson overall or Alabama because they never won a natty through there. Well, they won it in 76, but loaded teams. I got to the game, Pitt at Tennessee, Rocky Top. And Willie Gault, if I remember correctly that game, ran the opening kickoff all the way back, touchdown, then Tennessee got routed. But I think started that game with a touchdown, long kick return. Anyways, I know what it looks like. I tell you, the fastest guy, well, there's two of them. On a football field, if you're on field level, I would say Deion Sanders, because you got to be on field level to feel it, to really see it, to where it's profound. If you're sitting up, it's almost like you're on TV watching it. But that would be one, Deion Sanders. The other would be Rocket Ismail. Remember that reverse? Tennessee's playing Notre Dame. It's 1990. Tennessee's loaded, and of course they're underachieving. Notre Dame goes in there, and it was a close game. But Rocket Ismail was ridiculous. Wow. Field level, there's nothing like it. Clay checking in said, Bill, thanks for recognizing Keyshawn Vaughn. Oh, there's no secrets there, man. He is, dude's a stud. Made the fateful mistake of going and joining Lovey up at Illinois, but he fixed it. Good for him. Hour 3 coming up. Omni.